On Spelman College Week, no parent likes a toddler with a drum set. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Karen Brakey, professor in the Department of Psychology, examines the development of motor skills in toddlers.
I am fascinated by young children's skill development, not just what they can do at different ages, but how they learn to do it. My research over the years has focused on object manipulation and motor development in children between 1 and 3 years of age. Most recently, my colleague Matthias Pacheco and I tracked the development of bimanual or two-handed drumming in 1 to 2 year old toddlers who are learning how to control their hands and arms while holding drumsticks. We asked children and their parents to visit the lab once a month for a year so that we could look at their development across different ages, as well as moment to moment within each session. Specifically, we looked at when and how children started to alternate strikes with the left and right drumsticks, what we call an anti-phase pattern, rather than just hitting the drum with both sticks at the same time in an in-phase pattern, which is usually the first way that toddlers practice drumming. We found that each child explored their own path to mastering the new anti-phase drumming pattern, but that there were a few strategies that many of our toddlers used to switch from the old in-phase pattern to the new one. For example, some children slowed down the rate of their drum beat before exploring a switch to the new pattern, while others briefly froze the movement of one arm until the two sticks were at opposite ends of the drumming cycle. Although drumming is a simple task for most people, looking at developmental coordination processes like this helps us understand complex action systems and detect subtle early behavioral disruptions in young children who may be at risk for motor or cognitive disorders. That information, in turn, may lead to early interventions that help more children thrive.
That was Karen Brakey of Spelman College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.